This is Sunday, October the 12th, 2025, Clark County meeting. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric on public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of a member or agency of a law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Vivens decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, post-inflammatory rhetoric, and public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of a or a agent of a law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivens decision for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed at the appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or agent of a of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivens decisions for a third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, everybody. Let me get my agenda here. Okay. The first thing that we need to talk about is in Clark County. This is a Clark County meeting, so everybody knows for you to vote or volunteer or do anything, you got to be in Clark County. What we need is we need people to step up for the Oversight Committee. So if we can get nominations for those people, even the people that were on the, hang on a minute here. Anybody that's in the Union State Oversight that is in Clark County, if you want to do both, you can. You just got to remember which hat you're wearing. You know, if you're doing an oversight for Clark County or if you're doing one for the Union State, you just need to make sure you got that straight. So we have anybody that wants to kind of step up in that area? Not hearing anybody right now. If you want to email me, if you want to step up, whatever, that would be great. And then the next nominations that we need is also we need an ombudsman for Clark County. So anybody that would like to step up on that one, you can either email me or say it now. And we got quite a few people in here. So if anybody's interested in doing that, whatever, we got to get things moving. So, you know, it's try to get people stepping up and get these committees filled so that we can actually do training on them and get them learning what they need to do. You know, things are going to start moving pretty fast here. So we need to do that. How about that? I'm getting tons of text here. Kind of an overview right now of Clark County is we have a sheriff and our deputies. Everybody knows Keith is our sheriff. We have two co-coordinators, Michelle and me as the coordinators. trying to think back in. As far as like recording secretaries, those are state and county, and that's like Aaron, and there's Michelle is really the only two ones that have been vetted and everything with the Federation. So those ones in that committee. There's several other committees. Nader is the coordinator, which is in that committee. Trying to think of all the different committees. Everybody that's done their 928s or whatever has signed. Pretty much we get everybody to sign the Jural Assembly. So everybody is involved in Jural Assembly in some sort. We need to get our Justice of Peace again. We need to get our county clerks and that kind of stuff and get those things going. And is there any other is there any questions on the committees and people trying to stand up in that? Anybody have any questions or whatever, what we need to do? Because we need to get people more involved again. And, you know, so that we can get our committees up and running, not only with Clark County, that's we got to do it with every county. And anybody that wants to help in the state, you know, the State of the Union, can get on the calls with Sue and basically, you know, like tell her whatever job you would like to do so she can get you on that, because we also need the state to stand with us. Do we have any questions or whatever? Okay, the other thing is today they had the Model County meeting. If you go to the links that I gave you guys, I have the recording in there of today's meeting. It was a really good meeting. It went over, there's actually one part of it I'd like to play for you guys. Hang on here. Let's see if I can get it to play.
And recording in progress.
Welcome to the Model County.
Hang on here. Let me get it to where I can actually show you this one part, which she's talking about the counties and the Model County. Which Luis is the one that's running that the Model County thing, and she's changing the wording of it now. It's not really going to be a Model County. It's going to be the Union State counties, which is really what we are. All of us are, all the counties are in the Union State. Let's see, where did I put that? Now let's go back into where was that? It didn't give me. Well, let me see if I can do that again. Here, I'm going to share my screen so you guys can see what I'm doing here. This is the Clark County link. You go into Clark County meetings. It's 10:12. This is the Model County meeting. It's not giving me a way to control the screen.
Recording in progress.
Yeah, let me download it. If I can. How'd I put it in here? Well, I'm not going to be able to do it the way I want to do it. Anyway, she talks about what the union state is, and it's just basically, she had actually a screenshot which actually showed you all of the, if I put it in here, of all the counties and how the counties are linked to the, let me do it this way. Here we go.
Recording.
Problem on a lot of states
that to do this. They should be able to get that information back to. So that's what it would be called.
Elaborate with your name.
All the students.
Hang on a minute. Not showing me the video. I'm going to have to get another copy of it. Anyway, I'll get another copy and get it out there. She's talking about the counties and the union state, whatever, and how the counties are actually involved with each other. And we actually need to, all of us need to get involved in that, in the model county deals, and kind of watch or see what they're saying, because there's a lot of good information on how we're supposed to build our counties and how we're supposed to get things going. I'm going to leave that one at that one. I must have screwed up something because it didn't record the video, right? Is there any questions on the model county or any of that kind of stuff? Okay, so there's nobody talk about that. Okay, Alexa, or Lexi, I don't know if I get his name or her name or his name, I think, right? He came up with this new version of the free mail, and I'll click on it here so you can see it. It's so that you can, your postage and whatever you can do for free. And this is a really good document on, it explains all the stuff on how to do it, how to get the stuff, different things on the deals. If you want to do certified mail, explains all of that stuff on there. He's been doing a lot of research on, he's actually been sending stuff to see what goes through, what doesn't go through. And it's all free, doesn't have to pay for anything. And these are all of the different pieces of trying to do that, trying to send out mail in different ways. You can get tracking and you get all kinds of different, different kinds of mail that you can send out. But if you read through this deal, and this is the registered label and how you use it. So there's different ways of sending mail, and then he shows you what needs to be on the deal. This is the box you would put it in at the post office. So it has to be able to fit in this mail slot to be free, from what I understand. So I don't think it's packages, only letters. And he gives you different examples of stuff that he delivered, when he delivered it, he sent it and all that kind of stuff. and what it needs to look like, the envelopes and all that. But this is really good information on, you know, if you want to mail something, whatever, and you don't want to pay for it, or you don't have the money to pay for it, if you go and follow this, you're able to send a lot of stuff free. These are letters that he sent out. So everything he's done, he's proven that it works.
Yeah, Rocky, this is Alex A. Kulikoff here on Clark County, Nevada, of course. Yeah, everybody, this works. I've used it, and I've sent probably over 100 different pieces of mail, anything from certified mail to registered mail to having the green cards on the registered mail so you have proof that it went out. All of it is free. It's all using their own postal codes, and there's two different types of postal manuals. One is domestic, so that is for the businesses. Those are people that have to have a business, and they have to, you know, use the 86-cent stamp or pay the full price for registration for a registered mail. We use what's called the international mail manual because we are not under the purview of Washington, D.C. We are separate. We are international. We're state nationals. So we go by the international mail manual, and their codes that allow us to do this is 742.1 and 742.2, which specifically states if you put on your mail matter a stamp that says no post is necessary when mailed in the United States, then it's to be allowed to go through with no charge. So we're just using simply their codes. It does work. If once in a while you'll get somebody that works at the post office or whatever that doesn't know what they're doing, and they'll send it back to you. What I do is I just take off their silly stickers, and I just send it right back out, and it gets to its location eventually. And then I'm working on some notices so we can notify and notice our USPS postmasters to let them know that they work for us, not we for them, and that they need to follow their own codes and laws. But anyways, it works. I fit the biggest piece of mail I've ever fit into that blue mailbox that's being shown on the screen right now is a big manila envelope, registered mail, 96 pages. I sent it. It was for Eugene Payne to help him out, get out of prison. We're sending a bunch of CCs to a bunch of people, and it's his whole case. And it got here from Las Vegas. It went all the way to Pennsylvania in about 3 or 4 days. And it tracked it and everything. So it does work. Please use it. Use it all the time. Don't be scared. It's their own codes. We're simply just following the rules that they made. And remember, we are international mailers. We're not domesticated. We're non-domestic mail. So that's how it works. I yield.
Can you say your name again? Because I always get it wrong. And I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Alex. And then say, Alex say, like Alex say this, Alex say that. That's how it is.
Okay, that makes it easy.
Yeah. Yep.
Does anybody have any questions for Alexei? I mean, it's like you said, this is really good news and really good information. And like he said, I would suggest using it. Especially, you know, nowadays when we're hurting for money and stuff, this is another way of saving a dollar, you know. And some of this stuff is like 10, 12 bucks, you know.
And if I can add, too, I found out that you do not have to use a zip code. So always send your mail zip exempt, because in the postal manual itself, it used to say that zip is exempt and that it's a voluntary thing you can put on your, you don't have to have it. Now they got tricky this last year, and they simply say, oh, you only need it for if you're sending things USPS or any of their stuff, but they don't mention to you that you don't have to put the zip code on there if it's just certified mail or registered mail. So they're getting more and more tricky, but the law still applies. Zip codes, or the zone improvement program, anything that's a zone, remember, is a war zone. They never call it a war area. They call it a war zone. So they're trying to bring you into their war that Anna was bringing out in the articles, and we have nothing to do with that. So that's why we don't want to put zip code on our mail. as our return address or anything like that, because it's completely voluntary and their own codes state that. I yield.
Anybody have any questions?
A great job, brother. Great job.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, he's been working on this quite a bit, also with the Eugene thing. So how's the Eugene thing? Are we going to get him out or not? Or?
So with Eugene, it's interesting. They said, okay, your 60 days are up. You can, you know, be released from prison. You just have to sign these documents that say you are not going to come and sue us. You're going to hold us not liable for any wrongdoing we've done to you, this and that. And he said, no, I'm not signing that. So he's using a different – what he's doing is he's building a case right now. We've already sent out the 96-page packages to about 20 different people, entities over there in Pennsylvania. And he did his habeas corpus. And when he turned it in, they said, oh, you didn't do this right. So now he has to do a different form or write it a different way. But hopefully he'll be out very soon with all the work we've done.
So why has he had to stay in there so long?
Because basically the clerk was caught changing information on the documents, which is illegal. He called it out. And so basically the court of clerk went over to the judge and said, hey, give this guy 60 days under the Patriot Act.
For calling out their mistake. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. And another thing is because Eugene wasn't really expecting them to kidnap him, which is what they did. He was never actually in the court. He was in the, what do you call that, the lobby or whatever, telling the judge. And the judge says, hey, I'm going to put you in contempt of court if you speak up again. And he did. And they arrested him without due process and without all these other things that are supposed to be afforded to you if they're going to arrest you. They got to charge you first before arresting you. So they didn't do that. And so now they're liable, they're very heavily liable, and so they're just trying to make it as difficult as possible. In prison, you can't really accept mail, and it's really hard to send mail, and it's really hard to do anything. So the only time we get to talk to him is when he calls us, and we're able to pick up the phone and talk to him for about 20 minutes. So we're working on it, but if you're not ready for this kind of treatment, then, yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult. But if you're ready for it, you got all your paperwork in, and you're ready to go, then it's not as hard. But this is a special criminal case where they know they did wrong, and they know they're going to get really nailed hard. So it's taking a long time to get them out.
That's why they want him to sign something so that they have recourse to say, hey, well, you said you wasn't going to do this.
Correct. But he can always sign TDC, which means threat, duress, and coercion. And you can write that right next to your signature, and then that way you can rescind your signature later on.
And does he want to do that, or is he trying to do something else?
I haven't heard from him in about a week and a half because either our timelines didn't match up or when he tried calling me, my phone was on silent. But he has some other people working for him down there in Pennsylvania that can actually go into the courts and file this stuff. So that's as much as I know currently.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, does anybody have any questions or anything? Okay, as far as the Clark County meeting, pretty much that was all I wanted to talk about right now. We need to get, like I said, we need to get people in our oversight committee and our ombudsman committee. And, you know, a few other ones, we want to get those ones started first so some people can put in the information or, you know, your nomination or whatever, and people want to stand up. We would appreciate it, and it would help on getting this county up and running again. With that said, since we're not getting any feedback right now, I'm going to switched from the Clark County meeting to the Union State meeting. So. What's that? Go ahead, Nader. It was hard to hear you.
Oh, sorry. I was talking to somebody outside.
Okay. Okay. The Clark County meeting is over at this time. It's adjourned, and we're starting the Union State meeting. This is 10-12-2025 Union State meeting. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric. In public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to business for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric. In public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of this federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response of evidence for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or an agency of any law enforcement agency of the public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there anyone response? Is there any response to the business decision for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, I got a lot more information and stuff on the Union State meeting that we're doing. Let me get to that agenda so I can follow it. Yeah. Okay. The first thing that I have is we had Tammy Nickerson has actually stepped up to be the budsman. I don't know if she's on the meeting right now, and if there's anybody else that wants to be nominated, let me see if she's. I don't see her in the meeting. I'll try to get her in the next meeting, whatever, so everybody can talk to her. But she's stepping up to be the Union State budsman. She's not in Clark County. She's in another county. I forgot which county she said she was in. But that's one person that is actually stepping up to be in the budsman. Does anybody have any questions about that? Or I don't know much about her. I need to start asking more questions. Okay, the next thing that we need to talk about is we need to start getting all of our documents, where everybody looks through them, as far as our decorum, our elections documentation, our, just about every document that we need, one for the Jural Assembly that we did. Everybody needs to go through those, whatever. I'll get those all in the Union State. I'll put all of the documents in there so that you guys can go through them and look at them and do corrections or do whatever it is that you think should be changed or not changed on them. But we need to start working on them. If there's somebody that, other than Jennifer, that's actually been working on actually doing the documents, if there's anybody else that actually wants to you know, edit them or create them or whatever, go through those. Like Jennifer right now is doing all of the committees and their descriptions and that kind of stuff. I think she's almost done with them. Tamara, you have anything on that one and where she's at on those?
Yeah, we are done with the definitions. We're just waiting for people to step up so we can start sharing also more about that.
Okay, well, we need to get the document out there, too, for everybody to look at it and to go over the wording and stuff on it, too, and get it voted on as this is all the correct descriptions of all the committees.
Okay.
Any more tomorrow on that?
No.
Okay. Any questions on about doing the documents and that kind of stuff? Because we really need to get all of our documents on how we're going to do things, what our guidelines are on just about everything, you know, like committees or, you know, the banking, everything. We need some kind of guidelines that it gives us a start on what we're trying to do and how we should do things. Okay, I'm not getting any information there or anybody talking. The next thing is we need to start is people in all of the other counties, if you can get other people in your counties to step up and do their paperwork and you know get involved in their counties, because we need to get at least two people from every county to be able to stand up the Union State. And so all of us need to work, you know, on kind of like outreach or whatever and people in your county so we can help them to build their counties. You know, we need sheriffs and all of the different things in all the counties. They need to do their pillars, the two pillars, which is their general assembly and their general assembly. And there's different pieces of that, which is like your sheriffs and your courts and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know how many different people, most of the people in here I know is from Clark. I do know, as far as I can tell. But if we can start talking to some of the other, I know tomorrow's in Nye County. If we can start talking to these other counties and get them to start stepping up again. We used to have a good turnout in Nye County, but that hasn't been that good lately. Okay. Any questions on that or whatever, or trying to get people to help? Okay, the next thing that I want to show you guys, show everybody, is where I'm at in the voting software. This is the beginning of the voting software here. I'm as far as the actual people and the voting part of it is done. I'm going to go through the process up here on basically what it takes to, like here, if I go create your account. So I'm going to make up a person called Johnny Boy. I'll give you my email address. And a password. Oops. And then you would click submit. What you're going to do is this is going to tell you to go look at your email. I'm going to go to my email right now. Oops. I'm going to show you what the email, this is the email that you'll get. Basically tells you it's the Union State Voting System, and it gives you the email that was sent to, and the username that you did. The next thing you would do is this link right here. You just click on the link, and it'll take you to the screen. So you fill out the screen here. And we'll say that they're in my county. Put in a phone number. Just making up something. It's got my email in there, your birthday. I need this information because it's creating your LRO account, and I'll show you what it's doing on that. And say that they came from California. This is your national state where you were born. If you want this email, you would click this. You would then save this, which will take you back here. At this point, I can then now log in with that username. And now it shows me these are the elections I can do. These are the ones I've completed. I haven't done any yet. Now this one here is a total of all the votes so far. And this is one of the pieces I need to talk to everybody on. This right here is what you would consider a blind election, meaning that we're only seeing totals. Okay, last Thursday I asked Anna questions about the voting system and how we would do things. And she said we'd have to have not only a blind one, we'd have to have a public one, which would show you each one of these, the people that say, like Aaron here has one yes, one no, right? It would show you that person basically. I'll give you an example here. So let's go here and we'll do this vote. So we're doing one yes here, and abstain. So I say save that. Now if I go into complete it, this would be like an open vote. So it shows you the committee, it shows you each person, right? And for your, which is Johnny Smith, which is here, right? It shows that he voted one yes, one no, and one abstain. I'm thinking of making another on this results page here is to be able to say that for whatever election we have, it's either going to be a blind election or not a blind election. And then it would show you either something similar to this with each person instead of saying the voting committee or whatever. On the side here, they would actually have the name of the person that voted, who they voted for, and what their yes-no vote was for. And on the screen, it looks like this. And then also, this would be the blind one, right? So what I need is I need actually input from people because, again, this is your voting system that I am creating. Any comments or suggestions or what do you think?
Rocky, I do have a question. Do you have the option to actually select a blind voting or reveal your name publicly?
Well, that's one of the questions is when this part here, when we create these, is we would do a vote to say that this was going to be a blind election. Now, what you're saying is even if it was going to be like a public one, could I blind one person or two people or whatever? That's up to you guys if you want it that way. I need to know that now while I'm developing it so that we could put it in, or if everybody thinks that, you know, if it's not blind, then it should show it, and then if you vote, you're going to see it, right? Any comments?
I think the blind vote is probably one of the best ways to go, as people would be much more reluctant to vote a certain way if they're going to offend somebody. So, and yet they still want to vote. for the most qualified person in their view. So having the blind, your name out, potential, I think, is pretty vital, I think, for a complete vote to happen.
You mean like the results that's here now? This is what is considered blind. All you do is you know the person.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that.
Okay. Should we build in one that's not blind? Where, you know, because when we do our actual elections, those cannot be blind, from what Anna was telling me. You know, it's like when you're doing your real officers, that we need to see who's voting what. That's why they're saying paper ballots or anything like that. And we probably will do paper ballots, but we can also put it in here so we have a record of it. This is going to keep a record forever. You know, when we use it, it's just going to be in here. And it's based on you logging in. So these votes are, you know, like these votes here will have your name tied to each one of these votes, right, in the system. So there won't be a way of, you know, somebody saying, well, this is what I voted on. Well, you can come in here and see what you voted on, right, and how you voted it. Now, my next question to that is, would you want to be able to all the way, like say that we have this here, and it goes from September 14th to the 20th. Would you want to be able to change or modify your vote up until that day or not? Or if somebody votes, is it just permanent, you just voted? Anybody? I need input, people, because I'm just developing it, and I don't know what everybody wants. And this is not my system, it's yours. So do we want to be able to modify your vote up until the day that it's done in time? Or do we want to say... Go ahead.
Well, there's two different veins of thought, at least to me, is when you make your vote, then at the time, that's the way your information up to that point is directing you to vote. That's a great question. It really is, because you could still find out more information after that you might want to update your vote by the time that the date is closed. But I don't know how much more confusion that would, you know, put on your system there. Or
It's easy to do either way. It's just whatever you guys want.
You probably should be able to vote up to that date, I would imagine. I mean, at least to me, I would go towards having more freedom to update your vote all the way to the end. That's what I would think. I yield.
Anybody else?
I agree with Keith.
Okay, so be able to change your vote all the way up until the date, the ending date of the vote.
Yes, and Jennifer also agrees with that.
Okay.
I concur.
Hey, Rocky, I agree too. It's Aaron.
Okay.
I agree too. This is Brian Borkart.
Okay. So I'll make that change to where, because it seems like the majority of you want it that way. So I can actually put settings in the system that we can change it one or the other. You know what I'm saying? But I'll make the option to where you can, your completed one here, you'd be able to click on whatever one of these are you want to change and then be able to change it here, right? And then once it hits the ending date here, you won't be able to do that. Okay. So,
Rocky, this is Denise. On the voting, I did want to ask, is there a clickable bio or some information we can get about every candidate, and that the candidate can ahead of time submit something that they would like people to read, or perhaps a video testimony or you know, whatever, I'll call it campaign material, if for lack of a better word. Is that possible?
That's a good question, and I actually did build that in to where when you go to here, I didn't put it on the screen, but there's a place like I can add another thing on the end here that shows a description. Would be like whatever they want to say, the voting people would key it in, and you would be able to read it. And is that what you're talking about?
That, or even just uploading a PDF, may be helpful, because they could have a picture, they could show documentation. You know, if somebody wanted to see a credential, you know, they could. So that's just one thing. The other thing is that when you and I and Louise and Joe met, the PKTF did kind of a partial audit in that meeting. And the reason I had withdrawn from this election is they had supported what I had said. We cannot have committees. There cannot be voting for committees. We join them or we jump off them. You can't vote people onto or off of committees.
You need to listen to... That's the other thing I put in the deal was Anna's Thursday night call is she said we can do this. She said the same thing we do, raise a hand to vote people in committees. You can do it this way too. So.
Well, no. Okay. What she meant was is that, say, for example, there's seven people on a committee. The committee then votes who they want to have as chair. She did not mean that the assembly votes people onto and off of committees, because we only vote if there's an election and the elected positions are like treasurer, sheriff, etc. Now, we can have what we call a consensus, where it's kind of a show of hands, you know, it's mostly hands or mostly not hands, and we're like, okay, that's a consensus. We don't need a quorum or anything. But the voting is only supposed to be for official positions. So unless, I think she may have misunderstood your question the way you worded it, because it has always been the tradition, and even Joe and Louise had said this to you repeatedly, you can't vote people on and off of committees.
Well, every county, every state can do their own. That's where the documents come in too. Is we got to come up with our documents on those procedures and how we do things. So at this time, I'm building the software, and then we either use it or don't use it. It's not, I don't really care. I'm given options here.
I think the voting system is fantastic. I mean, it's wonderful. We definitely need a voting system. It's just that voting people into and out of committees is not something that we do in our government. That's just the way it is.
Okay. that's it's up to the people. That's their government, and they decide if that's how they want to do it or not.
But the process of voting people into and off of committees, all that does is create another system of gatekeepers, because we've already seen that how the state only asked certain people and gave certain people opportunities to be in or not on committees, and then everyone wasn't given the opportunity, and then when those committees met, they did things inappropriate. So it's just another repeat of that. So we don't have voting for committees. The only voting on committees is either for an issue or whatever they decide, and then also for the committee chair by you.
Okay, well, again, that's up to everybody, not me, or not you, not any one person. Okay, with even that said, she talked about adding, you know, maybe a button or something where you can click on to see the people's bios, so they can submit who they are and all that kind of stuff. I like that. I'll add that. The other questions, okay, went through those. The other thing I wanted to show you too is, if you notice, I just created an account. And I told you that this is tied to the LRO system. I actually want to jump over to the LRO system. This is the LRO system. If I go into the member now here, and I put in Johnny Boy, and his password, and I log in, you'll see it created me an LRO account. So if I look in the member, this is all of the information that I keyed in on Johnny Boy. So he now has an account in the LRO by just creating that other account. If you create it here or you create it there, you'll have an account in both. This is the contact information I typed in, and basically gives you an LRO number, and it also creates the place for all your documents. So the system I created is actually tying them together, as it's using the same account for both the LRO and this one here. Now, what does people think about that? One of the reasons that, because I talked to Ann about this too, and she said one of the things is when you're doing voting and whatever, is being able to verify that they are, you know, an ASN or a C. And this is my way of tying it together, you know, because at this point, when I get the officials part of this, of the LRO done, which is about all I have left as far as creating this, then once you've created your accounts, then we can get our recording secretaries and everything to be able to talk to each person and start uploading your paperwork here too. So that, you know, like when you go to documents and that would be in here. Well, there's none in here because I just created this guy and he doesn't have his documents uploaded yet. He doesn't have his picture or sales or any of that. And that's the stuff that the recording secretary would then do. Let's go back to here. So you guys can see how far I am with the two software. And even like right now, if you guys went to those websites, you actually could create your accounts. There are several people, I think Denise, Keith, Nader. I think there's like five people I've already created accounts for you. I just got to give you passwords, and you'd be able to go to those and look at them and maintain your own accounts. Let me go to here. I'll show you what it looks like when we do, say, like a vote. Well, there's two of them. Now you'll see this one down here now has data under it. The other question is that I have for everybody is, because it's going to show you all of the voting like forever, should we have a time, something that says only give me in the last month or last 2 months, you know, or maybe a drop down where you could say how far back you want to see the voting, you know, so you still could go back farther if you wanted to and look. Anybody have any comments on that?
I think we should have 1 year, especially because the positions, some of them I've read, are 1 year long. So I think that would be good.
So to default to 1 year?
Yeah.
And be able to see farther back if I wanted to?
I would say so.
Okay. And the other question I have, because more people can talk about this too, is should I always show the most current ones on the top? You know, the very first ones you see. So do it.
Yes.
Date.
Yeah,
back.
I like that better. I like current better.
You like what now?
Yes, I agree. The current.
You like it in current date now?
Yes. Yes, Jennifer owns Lex Curran
too. Okay. Now, how does people like so far how it's working?
Amazing job. And I also, so are you going to create a slot to actually upload your bio if you are being vetted to vote in? for any position.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll do it to where if you're one of the people on here, because that's a good question. Say like Aaron here on the top. If he wanted to put a bio in, when he logs in, he would be able to upload his bio, and then everybody would be able to see it, right? So is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's just like having our documents that you can easily verify them.
Okay. Can do that. That was a good question. Any others? You know, as you can see, because I voted on everything that's available for this person to vote, he has nothing else to vote here now. Now, if I look and complete it, now he has both of them all in here and completed. Now, the other question I have is on this screen here, do you want me to make it look more like this where it shows, like here where it says, vetting, you know, like vetting committee, whatever, and then it shows what you picked? The same on this screen, like split this up into two categories and not put the word vetting. Just have a header of vetting with all of the votes that you chose. Any comments on that?
That looks good. And also, I have another suggestion.
Okay.
Is to have a slot at the bottom for the total of the tallies of each position. Yes, no, and abstain.
On the ones you picked, or, you know, because
the total, the overall total.
Well, this is the overall total. If you look at it, it shows like Aaron. He has one yes, one no, and one abstain. Mark has one, one. This one has three, zero, and zero, right? This is totals for everybody that's voted so far.
Okay, that's good.
And the other question I have too is that do you guys want it to be a running total as people are voting, or do you want to see the totals only after the time expires?
After the time expired.
Okay. Say like this one here is supposed to be done on the 20th. Do you want these totals to only show up after the 20th at 8 o'clock? Or do you want it to be as...
I think so.
Huh?
Yes, I would think so. After the vote. After the vote's finished. That's what I would think.
Anybody else?
I agree.
Okay. Any more or any more comments on... what is here?
No, it looks good, Rocky. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay. I tried to make it as easy as possible. You know, and also here, if you notice, I'm probably going to try to make this more so you can really see it, the person's name that's logged in. Because when you log in, that's who basically that is. That's doing, you know, clicking on each one of these things that are here. Also with, is there any other comments or things that maybe I overlooked? That you guys think you may want on there or want to see? As you can see, I'm pretty much done. The only part that I got to finish is the part where the vetting committee or the voting committee actually keys in each one of the votes that we need to do and creates the times and all that kind of stuff, a little description for what it is. And once they post that, it would then show up in this current thing here. That's the last piece on this other than what we talked about today. Any other comments or?
Looks good so far to me.
Okay. Right. So I got my work cut out for me for the next week. I'm getting a lot of these other things in there. And like I said, is as far as the L row, which is this one here, you can see I got quite a bit of it done too. And again, you can
Rocky,
actually.
That's amazing, man. Again, you can actually. That's amazing effort, brother. You're separating us for sure from the rest of the from most of the other states for sure.
Well, I'm hoping so, and I'm hoping that we can come up with other things that we can automate. I know, you know, there's, especially with the de facto and all the voting that they've done, there's been a lot of, you know, stuff that's been done wrong or whatever, or, you know, is cheating or whatever, and I'm going to try to make this as, you know, as open as I can. I'm also going to have a part in here to where we can do an audit to where, you know, like our oversight committee can then come into here and get a report on all of the votes for, say, a certain committee or whatever we're voting on, right? And then be able to make sure that those people, if they want to do a spot check and say, you know, like, call Keith and say, Keith, what was your votes for whatever? And to make sure that they match. And also, too, is if you can come in here and look at your completed ones, you can make sure that they don't get changed, right? So these are the things that I was thinking of is, because I don't want any monkey business going on, and there's no way in here for anybody else to change your votes. And else you can get into the actual system itself, which is really tough at this point. And coming up with that too is like when you create your username and your email, it's tied to username and email. So if you try to create another account with the same email or the same username, it will not let you write down. It'll tell you it already exists. So I'm trying to stop you from creating multiple accounts. So that's already built in. Where was I going on that? And, oh, the other thing was your password. If you forget your password, I can tell you, don't ask me because I'm not going to know what it is. And I'll give you an example why. I'm going to actually let you look at, this is the database. These are the accounts. You see here where it says password? Right here? Do you know what that is? I don't. I can't reverse that either. So what will happen is if you lose your password or whatever, I will send you a link, an email, that will allow you to change your password. But that is the only way that I have to be able to maintain your passwords or whatever and to make this secure. And this all has to do with the LRO account and everything else. Even in that one, if you lose your password, whatever, only thing I'm going to be able to do is to create a link, and it'll be good for 2 or 3 days for you to change your password. And then you'll be able to change it at that point. And, you know, whoever's in the IT or whatever will be able to send that out so that you can change your password. But nobody's going to know what it is. You're the only one. Now, is there any comments on that part?
Excellent.
Like I said, I'm trying to build in all the security and all that. And the pieces of the program that I'm using to do the security part doesn't allow you to figure out how it come up with that big old long hash number for a password. It only gets me a routine to say, you have to give me a password, and I can say with this command, this is the password, is this true? And it'll say yes or no. It won't even tell me what it was. All it gives me is a true or false, that it was correct. And that's how it, when you log in, that's what you get. Is there any more questions on this piece or whatever?
Looks great so far, Rocky. Good job.
Okay. So the other last thing is I actually put in the, let me go here. Inside the Union State link, if you come in here, you notice I put in all the way back from 2/18/2025, all the meetings we had. So if you guys want to go back and look through all that stuff, you can. It's all out there. All the videos, all the documents, everything. Trying to give you everything that I have on this system so you can look at it. Anyway, if you go in here, this one here that starts with a GMT, this was last Thursday's call with Anna. And if you guys want to watch that, she actually does talk about banking a little bit in here and GFG stuff, whatever. I suggest you listen to the whole thing. You'll also, in here is where I talked about the Union States with Anna asking questions and about the voting system. So I would suggest you listen to it, whatever, so you can get your own opinions. You know, remember, always do your research. Always look at what is said and what's whatever. I told you what Anna told me about voting. I could have got it wrong from what she told me on what it is or not. I suggest you listen to this video and determine it yourself. Any questions on that? There is some good information on that call. There was a couple people that asked about the banking stuff and about GFG. I was surprised that they did, but they did. And she actually came up with some stuff. And again, I hate saying things about dates and whatever, because one of the questions they asked is the money going to come before the end of October? And she says, yes, it is. Now, is it or not? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But again, you know, watch this and you'll see what she says about it. Because they asked, are we going to get it by before the end of the year? And she said way before that. And they said before the end of the month, and she said yes. So that's what I got out of it. I suggest you watch it for yourself and see what she says. So other than that, and the only other thing is most of the people were on here when Alexi talked about the free mail. That was the only thing else I was going to bring out. So if there's somebody in here that didn't hear it and wants me to go over it again or Alexi to go over it, we can. If not, that's really all I had for today. So do we have any questions or anything else you guys maybe want me to ask Anna or?
Go ahead. This is Brian Borkhardt. I have a follow-up for Alexei. Is it critical that we refrain from using zip codes? Because if you do, you're essentially giving them feedback that you're part of their system. Would that be an accurate assessment of that?
Correct. That's accurate. And it's funny, everything I send out without a zip code, like the green cards and things like that, to have it sent back to me, they always write themselves the zip code on there after the fact. But at least I let them know that, hey, it's zip exempt. But, you know, NPCs, non-playing characters, they're not too bright. And I'm learning everyone that works at the post office is not too bright. And the postmasters are never there to be found, which I find hilarious. But, yeah, basically that's what you want to do, is just make sure don't put a zip code down. Or if you do, put it in brackets. It's the four corners rule for contract law. And basically that says anything that's in four corners within a contract is omitted. It doesn't count. So you could, if you want to put a zip code there, just make sure you put brackets around it. Make sure it looks like four corners around it, and it will exempt it from any of their jurisdictional presumptions. I yield.
Where do you get the labels?
The labels, you print them out yourself.
Oh, just on a sheet of paper and
Correct. And
put glue on there behind it? Or
yeah, I put tape. I go to the dollar store. It's not a dollar anymore. It's $1.25. But you can get clear plastic tape, like packaging tape, and I just use that and paste it on there with that, and that way they can't tamper with it. They can't mess with it. They can only put something over it if they wanted to once in a while. Whenever they get a weird person that works at the post office. But yeah, just basically, if you can glue it on there, you can glue it on there, that's fine. I like to use clear tape because it's harder for them to write stuff on it. Remember, anytime they write something on an envelope, let's say that says, oh, this doesn't qualify or something, they're trying to make a legal determination without your consent, and they cannot do that. That is serious consequences for them. So when I write back to the Postmaster General and let him know what's going on, he then informs that post office and the postmaster there, hey, don't have your people do this again, otherwise this person has a claim that he can put in and get money from us. So that's the procedure I follow.
Okay. Yeah, one other follow-up question, Alexei. Where
sure.
do we get those international manuals? And the other one is the domestic manual. That'd be correct?
Sure. If you just Google, if you go online and Google it, because everything's public, everything is there. It has to be. So just go online and type in USPS space, and then in all capital letters, type in IMM, and it'll pull up the international manual there. It's online.
And then what's the other one called? The domestic manual. So it'd be
That would be D as in dog, M-M.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
No,
you're welcome.
Not for Canada, you use a different, not the no postage one. You have two labels, another one.
For Canada?
Yeah, like you have another pack per cube.
Tax per Q is another method you can do. It's not just for Canada. You can do that anywhere. That's also explained on there. You can put that label on there as well. So both label types will work according to their international mail manual.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more questions? Anything else that we want to discuss before we get off? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes, a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay. All right. Meeting's adjourned, and next Sunday at 5 will be the next meeting. I'll get information on that. This video, just like last week, will be within 30 minutes. It will be out in those links. So you can download it if you want, or you can watch it. I got to look and see why it's not letting me download, or give you guys procedures on that. But anyway, other than that, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you, Rocky. Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks, Rocky. Bye, guys.
Thank you.